Today, our guest is Charles Breitenfeldt, Program Coordinator for Northwest Indiana Partners for Clean Air. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here, Lori.
It is a pleasure. Well, we certainly know all about the good work Partners for Clean Air does, and we're proud to be involved with your organization. But tell our listeners what Partners for Clean Air is and what the program does.
So Partners for Clean Air is a coalition of Northwest Indiana businesses, industries, local governments, and different community groups that are committed to provide overall air quality and public health through voluntary actions. The goal of our group is to educate the entities above, businesses, industries, local governments. We want to educate them and the public about the importance of air quality, and more specifically, what they can do on air quality action days to help reduce ground level ozone and make air quality better for everybody here in Northwest Indiana.
Sure. Very important work. We'll remind folks how membership works and what the partners do specifically to help improve air quality with their pledges for voluntary action.
So our membership works by going to the Partners for Clean Air webpage. It's on the IDEM website. And clicking the sign up for the Partners for Clean Air bubble over on the right-hand side of the page. This will take you to our sign-up page. And you can follow the easy instructions. There's four different levels of membership. We have gold, silver, bronze, and green. Each level of membership comes with different membership requirements and perks. For example, gold and silver level members make a monetary commitment to the Partners for Clean Air. And in return, they get to receive a seat on our steering committee. And green and bronze level members, they don't have to make any monetary commitment to the Partners for Clean Air. However, they still receive the opportunity to vote on most of our various items, such as awards that we give away every year in the spring. And they also get to do their part to help clean up the air here in Northwest Indiana.
Sure.
Anyone and everyone could become a partner. We currently have members as small as one individual, all the way up to large companies such as GAF, NIPSCO, and Cleveland Cliffs. So it doesn't matter how big or small you are. If we combine all of our efforts together, it's all going to add up to clean air.
That's right. That's right. Well, I know it's also scholarship time again. When did that program begin, and how many have we awarded so far?
Yes, Lori. It is scholarship season again, and we're excited to once again offer the scholarship here in 2022. The program actually started back in 2020. We awarded two scholarships that year. And then last year in 2021, we awarded three more scholarships. So far for the total is five scholarships we've given away. So we've given away over $10,000 over the last 2 years. And hopefully we'll give away at least one, if not two or three more this year. So we're really excited about that.
It's just a great program. I'm happy to serve on that scholarship committee, and there's some really good work taking place. We know the kids really appreciate it, as do their families. So can you explain who's eligible for the scholarships and how high school seniors can apply now for those?
Yeah, so in order to be eligible for the membership, you have to be a senior attending a high school in Lake Porter or LaPorte counties. You need to have a GPA over 3.0, and be attending an accredited school this coming fall and pursuing a degree. And that degree can vary as long as you can demonstrate how your field of study is going to help support the goals of the Partners for Clean Air program. The application itself is on IDEM's forms page, or you can also find it by going to the Partners for Clean Air website and then clicking on the clicking on the link for the scholarship, and it'll take you right to it.
Great. And it's also annual awards time, and we know the luncheon's coming up as well, and award nominations are also open. There's a lot going on for partners. Tell folks about the awards and the luncheon.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of stuff going on. Our luncheon is coming up on April 22nd this year, which is Earth Day, so we're excited to have our luncheon right on Earth Day. We are currently accepting nominations for the four awards that we give out every year. The categories for those awards are business, industrial, municipal, and bicycle. So we definitely accept self-nominations, so they're both accepted and encouraged, and you can find more information about that on our website as well.
And how can people learn more about all of the good work that Partners for Clean Air is doing?
So you can visit us on our website. The website is www.in.gov. It's /IDEM and then /partnerships. And if you go to that page right there, there'll be the Partners for Clean Air link will be right there. So you can go there to find lots of useful information, all of our upcoming events, and all the links to everything we've talked about on this show as well. You can also find us on Facebook and LinkedIn by searching Partners for Clean Air in Northwest Indiana. And, we put all of our stuff on those pages as well, so you can find it there.
Well, it's been a busy year. It's a busy year to come, and we're, you know, at Drive Clean Indiana are just proud to be a part of all of the good work that's taking place there. So thank you for what you're doing for the region, Chuck. It's really appreciated.
Thank you, Lori. We're proud to be here.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Charles Breitenfeldt, Program Coordinator for Northwest Indiana Partners for Clean Air. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl always says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.